Well, I hesitate to even say the number, but let's use an example that they got $120 million to be used between October 1st and January 30th. They got that from the federal. Except for the fact that the federal said, we're giving you $120 million, but we're only putting $70 million in your bank account because we don't have the rest of it, and so we just owe you. That's where we're at right now today. You go to Washington, D.C. today, and you see what they're spending their time on. It sure as heck isn't finishing up the federal highway transportation bill for the next 5 years. There's some things that broke. It's hard to believe that M Highway is a victim of all of this stuff. But, you know, roundabout way it is. So we just need to make sure that every chance we get, we put in the right word to the right people and don't let it go. I suspect we raise enough hell pretty quickly, MoDOT will come out and put up a guardrail. And that'll change that. And if that happens and you go away, I will be sadly disappointed in that. Yeah. So keep that in the back of everybody's mind, too. So, at any rate, but again, we appreciate your comments and we've got our commitment to work on this.
Appreciate that.
Where are we currently with our projects? I mean, how many do we have in there? I mean, I think we're full
right that
as
now.
Far as...
I got a stack.
Do we have anything close?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Basically, on M Highway, that particular area, what we're looking at is possibly guardrail, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Just on both hills, one coming down, which is crooked, and the other one coming up on the outside. And,
yep.
Of course, it's on MoDOT Road. What I'm getting at is this would be considered in the category here as a small project, correct?
Yeah.
And I've worked with MoDOT before on the particular entrance of Grace Hill and M Highway. That was always a dangerous pullout for school buses, traffic, and we finally got the entrance of that county road moved to a little bit safer. It gives you a little bit more time to at least get pulled out and turned in. I don't know where this would fall without doing the study like any other project, but I didn't know if there was room to possibly put it on there, run it through the matrix, see where it falls compared to all these other small projects within our matrix.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely add it. There's some contractual things we'll have to go through with the county to get that. We don't have a contract 2021 yet, but minor issue. But my guess would be right now safety's 30%, I think, of the weighting. So it's the biggest factor. I think it's 30, if I remember right. But I mean, it's still just one of the factors. So, I mean, if I was guessing, you know, probably not going to be top five. But I mean, if I can actually find all the crash data that sounds like it's been there, but it's all reportable information that I can actually get, I'd say it'll rate within the top 15 or 20 probably. Guessing, I don't know, but I mean, the issue you're kind of getting to with the list, and I can kind of go through the changes real quick, it kind of ties into this, but so the stuff has changed since the last one you saw. Number 18 and 19, those are two new projects that Devin's already kind of talked about doing. Number 32, Round Mountain Bridge, that one, basically the status of a change to construction this year is all the change there. On down to 38, 40, and 41, Clevenger Cove, Graham Clark, and Happy Hollow. And those are all roads that the county's looking to raise up to get out of flooding issues when the Table Rock Lake's up. And then all the rest of the changes are actually projects that have been completed. So down towards the bottom, project number 36, 76 and 160, that's the roundabout. 71, Coon Creek Road. And then the bottom four are projects that the county has done that were never actually on this list, but just to kind of show progress of being made, we added those. So getting to have a pretty long list toward the bottom of completed projects, you start, you know, kind of going up through the top 15. And, you know, I didn't count them up even. You got 49 active projects on the list right now. You know, guessing there's probably 30 of them that are state roads. So whether the county can do it or how you go about doing them, it's not a big issue.
Randy, we had a meeting with MoDOT, Devin and myself, to talk about the Kirbyville turn lane. And the offer that we proposed to them was that the Kirbyville school would pick up a large portion of the financial. The county would do the labor like we've done before. And MoDOT would need to pick up a partial bill of the material. And they declined it and offered to, if the county wanted to pay a contractor the full amount, this is what the county and the school did, that was acceptable to them, but they were getting strong pressure not to allow the counties to work on the MoDOT route anymore. Whereas in the past, I know a lot of times that you guys have struck deals and would go out there through a cooperative agreement and be able to do work. That seems to be fairly difficult. And the story they gave us was that they did that in Greene County near the Logan's Rogersville School, and some contractors seen it, got crossovers with MoDOT and called the politicians, and politicians called MoDOT and said, stop taking work away from contractors. And so I think that might have been the route that you were mentioning, maybe trying to go if we could get them that.
Well, I know we partnered with MoDOT before on a couple of projects, and they changed their rules and whatnot, and I don't know if it was in competition with other contractors.
That's part of it, is now competition with other contractors that would take them work away from them.
I can't afford to pay them, but we won't let you do it for free.
Well, kind of where I was going with this particular area was run it through like we would any other project, but we've already got 49 on there. I know we got some in planning, some in construction, but run it through the matrix to see where it falls within line with the rest like we would any other project. Now, as far as pushing MoDOT, I agree with Rick. We need to pressure the legislatures, and they've got to have money to do it. Now, actual construction, you would have to have a contractor like MoDOT would hire to come down and actually do the work. Now, how that gets funded would be up to MoDOT, if they're willing to work with even the county. If it falls in line where it could be a small project that the county could help, possibly financially, whether we could or not, I don't know.
You guys are familiar with area. How many linear feet of guardrail is this?
Really, on that corner,
you'd be talking several thousand feet of guardrail.
But if off the bottom of the hip, like, and it's kind of crazy, every accident there happens in a 50-foot stretch. You know, they're at the, it's big street, steep grade with a 90 at the bottom of it. Even if you could get it approved, if you could put 150 feet, you know, just loop that corner, you know, would, I don't know if, you know, MoDOT would ever approve, you know, that short of a section, but it would, like I said, you can, as he put it, the cross ended up being the bullseye for this last one. You know, it's within 50 feet of where every rig goes off in the, you know, just the exact spot.
And this is where the ballistics of a regular guardrail, as we know a guardrail, would work. This isn't, because it's got to be a glancing blow. You can't
see that was the only issue I was thinking of. If I don't know if I don't, I would like to see what Travis puts together because of the grade and the angle of the corner. I don't know, and I don't want this to sound negative, but I don't know if a guardrail if a guardrail would stop anyone there, if it would just, it would just put them out in the field for, you know, if they're going to, it'd be awfully close to a straight on shot as opposed to, you know, the.
There's no geometric improvements that we can do at that corner?
I haven't looked at it. I'm sure there are. It's a matter of the cost of it.
Well, a lot of times what you run into, there's no shoulder there to even put guardrail in.
That's true.
It may be more than just adding guardrail. It may be adding fill, and is there enough right of way to even do that? So that's, I don't know if that's.
What I guess I'm getting at is every time we have something like this, guardrail is the first place to go. Well, in some cases, even guardrail makes it worse. It makes the lethality of the accident worse. Where if, in fact, it's as simple as filling in an inside corner and moving the road at a little bit less of an angle and then getting guardrail to deflect them back into the roadway. The other thing is, if it's something that is really difficult, I mean, we have one corner in town. We've got two fatalities. We never have a fatality in town. We've had two kind of behind lows. So we put up a concrete barrier wall.
Yeah.
Because it was.
I think a lot of that, though, on M Highway is the slope of the road, where the asphalt configuration needs to be brought up more. As a super,
so the way you get a super elevation
yeah.
on the
yeah, instead of a 2% each way, it needs to be more of a 3-4% towards the inside of the road.
So I guess my point here is before we just recommend guardrail, you know, how much it takes and all that, we might need to look into that a little bit more so that we aren't spending a whole bunch of money and not really addressing the issue. Because if we just keep leaving the road at the wrong elevation and chase them into the guardrail, that's not going to be much better off than we are now, at least so, but.
Kind of like on Coon Creek we did, we changed the profile on a lot of the pavement to get it to the correct percentage of slope. And to my knowledge, we haven't had an accident there yet.
But does that require a little more engineering than what
so
the main
say, is
at? I mean, you're looking at a little different engineering there if you're looking at. Mm-hmm.
What all we really do on the matrix is look at it and say something needs to be done in this corner, a possible guardrail, a possible road elevation, a possible geometric alignment.
That's
really getting
yeah. If you can, you know, get it onto the get the, you know, the accident data and your stuff to where we could see where it falls and then maybe try to go to
you know, sometimes
what.
I'm available and I'll take it out there and
look.
Okay. The other thing is we don't want to throw a big fit all the way up to the state level, and then they say, well, bless their heart, we'll go find a few pegs and put some fence along it, and
yeah.
Do it. And then it really will go away, and we'll still continue to have maybe lesser, but the same issue there, where if we can get them to do it once and do it right, it fixes the problem. So. Travis, we were interrupting you as you were going on.
Unless you guys have questions, that's kind of the gist of what was updated. I'll go back and I said work on a contract for this year. Had this other one. I do have a couple CDs of the PDF on it. I think it's like 80 megs. So it's, I can probably email it to you if anybody wants it, but it'll be a Dropbox type of thing. So if anybody wants a PDF, I'll let me know.
Is there anything that we need to do as far as the 2021 contract with
HDU?
I think we did
that.
I think we did that in the last one. Didn't
we? We actually got our master contract approved yesterday, so now we just
want okay.
A new task order. And I would just say, I guess, go through this. If you guys have any comments or changes, you know, most of these projects, unless you told me something, haven't been updated. So a lot of this. Just kind of flip through here. A lot of the like poverty and unemployment rates and things are from either 2006, 2010, or some of them have been updated 2011, 2015. Crash data was on a 3-year basis. A lot of that's 10 years ago. So at some point it would be good to update the whole list, but it'll take quite a while to use. If there's a specific project that needs to be updated, let me know. But you might just keep that in the back of your head for these years. Beautiful updates.